Wednesday, everyone. So I actually just recorded this episode 2 times in a row. I'm not even kidding. I've said happy Wednesday probably 4 times. But happy September. I will be doing an episode today on my September challenges on to becoming that girl. If you haven't heard that term before, I feel like it's been all over my TikTok and my Instagram and my Pinterest for kind of a while now. So I kind of just wanted to sit with you guys and talk a little bit about it. What does it mean? I know there was a little bit of controversy around the phrase be that girl. So I kind of just want to go through what it really means and why people think it's something that it's not. So when I see that phrase, people think it has to do with the physical image. They think it has to be this tall, skinny, toned, you know, white girl with brunette hair and beautiful, perfect skin. And that has to, like, a beautiful house, a beautiful place to live, good silverware to take her pictures on, whatever it is. They think that's the definition to be that girl. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like that stems from the fact that on TikTok, those are the girls that are posting that stuff. On Pinterest, those are the girls that are being used in most of the pictures. So I think that's why people think there's a physical image or a certain way you have to look when you're becoming that girl. But the thing is, when it comes to, you know, being that girl, it's not about the physical, it's about the mental, and it's about the emotional. So when I think of that phrase, I think, okay, it's about being a better version of me, being the best version of me, reaching my highest potential, you know, showing up as my highest self. So being that girl is very niche to everybody. People think it's like your Kendall Jenner, you know, your tall, skinny girl who's, you know, looks so good and has this healthy lifestyle, but it's really just customized to you. And that's why I'm going to go today and go through my challenges on what will help me feel like, quote unquote, that girl, aka my highest self. So that's why I want to do a challenge every single month, is just to kind of keep bettering myself slowly and surely. That way every month I could keep reaching new goals and doing better than last month and all that stuff. So that's kind of, I know I normally don't upload on Wednesdays. I also didn't give an introduction. If you're new here, hi. If you're new here, hi. My name is Olivia. This is my podcast for you from Eve. I started this podcast a few months ago, and I'm actually pre-recording this right now. It's the 23rd. I'm going to San Diego on the 25th until the 30th, so I really won't have time to record and edit and upload by September 1st, so I really just had to pre-record this, but I was going through my planner yesterday, and because I really won't have time, at my monthly planner, I have like it's like a monthly, weekly, daily type of thing. For the monthly, every month it gives you personal goals, health goals, and financial goals. So I was going through it yesterday because I was like, I'm not really going to have time to do this when I'm on vacation. So I was going through it and I was like, I should do a podcast episode on this, on my September challenges, and also just talk about, you know, my challenges, what your challenges could be, etc. So that's what I'm doing today. And I'm going to go through my goals on how I want to become that girl and what being that girl means to me. And I think being that girl, what it means to me is that I just kind of, like I said, I'm the best version of me. I think I know my potential. I know who I could be, and I know how successful I can be and how strong I can be and how healthy I can be. So why would I not want to reach that potential that I have? And that's what it means to be that girl. But it doesn't mean to be perfect every single day. It doesn't mean I have to wake up every single day at 5 a.m. There's going to be days where I wake up at 10 a.m. and I don't eat healthy and I don't have my green juice in the morning and I don't work out. There's going to be days like that, and that's super normal. And I think we need days like that to appreciate the ones where we're really productive. So that's kind of what I'm going to be going through today, is kind of just my goals in different topics. I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record. I've just recorded this so many times that I'm kind of forgetting what I talked about. I feel like my voice is getting slower. I can't believe how badly. It's because my computer was like full from storage, so it kept cutting me off my recording and I wasn't noticing. So I was like, I don't even know when I stopped talking, and then I got to like edit this way. It was just too much going on. So I was like, let me delete some stuff, start fresh, and hopefully this works out, because I have another podcast to record in 2 hours with Caroline. So I got to get a lot of podcast recordings done before I go on vacation so I can enjoy my vacation. Everything will already be scheduled to upload and I'll be all set. So happy September. If you're a fall person, you're probably very, very happy about this. If you're a summer person like me, you're probably a little bit sad. So just a little background on what my September will look like, my schedule and stuff like that. I have classes on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and then Wednesdays and Fridays I work. So Monday and Thursday for my class, I commute, by the way. I take a 30-minute drive to school. So Mondays and Thursdays for class, my class starts at 8 a.m., which is definitely not easy. I think that it's going to be, even though I'm just a 30-minute drive, I had an 8 a.m. when I went to school in the city, so I could definitely, you know, get through it. But basically Mondays, and so Mondays, I'm going to like read my schedule out to you guys just so you can kind of, it'll go with the goals, I promise. So on Mondays, I'm on campus from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then my next class that's online isn't until 4:10. So on Mondays, I'll be on campus from 8 to 1. So I'll be able to do my morning routine, which I'll talk a little bit about in my goals, my goal morning routine. And actually, you know what? Let me just talk about it now. So number one health goal, to fix my morning routine. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that now. So because I have class from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., I want to wake up at around 5:45. And by 6, I want to be outside. So I want to wake up at 5:45, wash my face, brush my teeth, drink some water, and then make a little snack, like maybe a date with almonds and almond butter, and then start going for my walk at 6 and walk for about 45 minutes. So walk from 6 to 6:45 with a podcast going into my ears, whether it's around my block or I go to a track, whatever it is, just walk for 45 minutes. So that way I'm home by 6:45. I can take a shower, eat my breakfast, get ready, and then go to school. Because I'm only on school for 2 classes from 8 to 1, I have 2 classes in that break. I have a little break to eat lunch that I can pack the night before. And then I'm going to get home at around 1:30, and I have a break to work out from 1 to 4. So I can go to the gym in that time. Probably just going to go to school in my workout clothes, to be honest. I can go to the gym and be comfortable. So when it comes to Mondays and Thursdays and my class is at 8, I kind of want to just go on a 6 a.m. walk and then probably work out after class. But then Tuesdays, I only have 1 class from 1:45 to like 3:30. So those days I can wake up kind of like at 8 or 9 and go for my workout at the gym. I really do prefer going for a gym workout rather than a morning walk, just because in Jersey it's so humid sometimes that the walks are truly disgusting. So I do prefer going to the gym. But that's definitely something I want to prioritize, is waking up at 5:45, 6. That's my first health goal, is to fix my sleeping schedule and get a better morning routine. Your morning routine begins at night, you know? So if I'm not sleeping enough, I'm not going to be able to have a productive morning, or I'm going to crash at 1 p.m. and need to nap instead of going to the gym. So that's kind of my morning goal, is to go on a walk 3 or 4 times out of the week. Go on my walk, do my full morning, and whatever it is, just whatever works with my schedule. Obviously, every day is not going to be perfect. Maybe I'll wake up one morning and it'll be pouring rain, and I'm like, yeah, today's not the day. But this is why I want to do it straight for a month, because for a month, if I get past those days, the days where it's raining and gloomy and I don't want to get out of bed, it's just different if I like have a cold. But if it's just raining and I feel fine, and it's like one of those days where you're like, I feel like it's raining and I should be just sleeping in like another 2 hours instead of starting my morning. For a full month, I'm going to force myself to do it. And I'm going to force myself to get out of bed. Even if I'm tired, even if I have period cramps, even if it's pouring rain outside, I'm forcing myself to get out of bed for a full month. So that's kind of why I do like a monthly goal, is because that's what I did in January for working out. In January, I wasn't really too focused on working out. And for a full month, I forced myself to do it. I was like, I'm forcing myself to work out for the rest of this month. And then by February, it was part of my routine. It was something I wanted to do all the time. So that's kind of my goal, why I want to do monthly goals, is because if I force myself to do it for a month, it could become a routine, a habit, and a pattern. So that's number one, fix my sleeping schedule and fix my morning routine. Some important things for me to incorporate in my morning, which I'll get into because there are a few of my personal goals as well, is having a green juice every single day. I think I'm really going to only try like 4 to 5 days a week to have a green juice, just because some days maybe I'll be in a rush and I don't want to get too down on myself if it's something I can't do. Some days maybe I'll be away for the weekend, you know, you never know. So 4 to 5 days out of the week, I want to make a green juice. Every single morning, it's the first thing I want to drink after my water. So number one, green juice every single day. Number two, take my vitamins. I do take quite a few vitamins just because I don't eat red meat. So I have to take like my B12 and my iron. And I try to take like immunity medicine, like vitamin C, probiotics. So I do take quite a few vitamins, But I think that once I start fixing the way I eat, I'm not going to have to take that many vitamins. But yeah, getting my vitamins done every morning, getting my green juice done, drinking enough water, and then moving my body. Those are, and then also like meditating or just manifesting. So those are my top five things that I want to incorporate in every single morning. But I don't want to just start doing all of them right away. I want to slowly take steps towards it, or else I'm going to burn myself out. So that's my first goal, is to fix my sleeping schedule and to fix my morning routine. And then my second goal was the green juice. My third goal is to be dairy free. See, I just sound like so all over the place because I have recorded this so many times that I'm like, ugh, what did I say last time? Like, I'm all in my head. But goal number three is to have zero dairy. When I say have zero dairy, I mean zero dairy. I tried this in August and I did not go through with it. I tried a few of these things, but here's my problem when it came to August. I put like literally, I think, 10 goals down. And I was like, no dairy, no gluten, green juice, vitamin. I put like 10 different goals down. And after doing it for like a week or two, I was burnt out because I put all these goals at once instead of spacing them out. So that's why this time I'm spacing them out more. I'm doing less, you know, less is more, less will help me. So that way, if I accomplish all these things, when I accomplish all these things at the end of September, when October starts, I can just add more things to it. I don't need to just go crazy and do everything at once, you know? So my third goal is to not have any dairy at all. I'm not going to even talk about gluten or restrict myself from it. That's something I can maybe try once I get the dairy part down. Being dairy free is not something I want to do for the rest of my life. It's not something I don't want to be a complete vegan. I think it's great if you are. I personally, not that I don't want to, I don't have the strongest urge for it. Maybe that will change after a month of not eating dairy. But I think after a month of not eating dairy, I just want my body to get used to it. And I want to see how my skin changes, how my stomach, like my bloating changes, how my digestion changes. Just in general, everything. Dairy is just so bad for you and it really does affect me pretty badly. So I just want to see how my body will improve without it. So for a whole month, I'm going to be very strict on my dairy. I'm not going to think about, oh, well, my 3-year anniversary with my boyfriend's on the 21st. So obviously I'm going to let myself splurge on my, no, because that's what I did this August. I was like, I'm going on vacation. I'm doing this. And obviously at the end of the day, yes, you should let yourself splurge and enjoy and everything. But because I'm trying to do a monthly challenge, this is a challenge, you know, that's a challenge versus a lifestyle. As for my lifestyle, I'm not going to completely restrict myself from these things. But as for a challenge, I can and I should. So when it comes to my challenge, that's definitely something I want to focus on, is just no dairy at all, like not in the slightest. Financial goals, I don't want to like get too into detail about financial goals, just because I think that's something more personal to me, more personal than my personal goals, honestly. But I also just am not that knowledgeable on good finance saving tips. I'm not good at it. But when I say financial goals, I kind of took on my own little spin on it. Something I noticed that I did this summer, and I think a lot of us have been doing, is we scroll through TikTok and Instagram and we see these trends. And we see these trends of these certain colors and these certain patterns that you should be wearing and blah, blah, blah. And right away, we're like, oh, I want to wear that. Oh, I want to be like the first one to wear that. I want to start that trend. I want, you know, whatever it is. I want to follow that trend. And we get so wrapped up in that and we buy these things and we wear them maybe 2 or 3 times and we're over it. And I noticed that about myself because I ordered like all these things this summer, like all these trendy tops and trendy bathing suit patterns and whatever. And I was cleaning through my closet the other day to list some things on Depop, and I realized how many things I legitimately don't. I probably wore once, and I was like, oh, I'm over it. It's disgusting. It's actually disgusting how much money could have been saved. If I just piled up all those trendy pieces I spent money on, I could have bought like 3 or 4 timeless pieces. So my goal is for all of September, do not spend any money on fast fashion. Fast fashion is also just so bad for the environment. It's so, so bad. And that's something I'm trying to be more cautious of and aware of, is how bad things are for the environment and trying to do things in a more sustainable way. So in September, I don't want to shop in fast fashion at all. Shein, Zara, where else is fast fashion? PacSun, Urban Outfitters. I don't really shop at PacSun or Urban Outfitters too much, but Zara and Shein are just the only 2 fast fashion places I really shop at. They're done. I can't do it anymore. I really just think it's so bad. It's so horrible, and I'm done. So I'm going to challenge myself for a whole month. I know it sounds like, oh my God, you only have to go a month without it. It's something I plan to keep on doing like every month, but I have to just cut that out of my life. Like I really, really do. So that's something. And I want to just go to more. So what I want to do is I want to do one big shopping spree where I go to Aritzia in the city. I go to Soho, right? Let's say it's end of September and it's October. I want to do one big fall/winter shopping spree. Even if I spend like $1,000, it's just the fact that like, I'm going to spend this $1,000 and this is going to last me from September till like April, like literally till April, all that year and the next year. So it's like, I want to get timeless pieces. So I want to go to Aritzia. This is like my little goal at the end of September, right? Beginning of October. I want to go to Aritzia, save up a little bit of my work money. I want to go and I want to buy like good denim, good vegan leather, and just good staple bodysuits, long sleeves, sweaters, whatever it is, even if I'm spending kind of a lot than I would at Shein. And I want to buy all these things and I want them to last me. They are going to last me because it's Aritzia. I've had a pair of denim shorts. I'm just now selling them. I bought them, I think I was a junior or senior in high school. Maybe a senior in high school. They've lasted me like 4 years. And they're just like, they're from a Goldie, the brand of Goldie, which is sold at Aritzia. And they when I bought them, they were $125. And I remember looking at my friend, because I would never pick up a pair of jean shorts that were $125, especially as a senior in high school. What money did I even have? You know what I mean? So I remember like, it was like my babysitting money. And I saw these shorts. I was like, I have to try these on. They look so cute. And I tried them on and I fell in love with the way that they fit my body, the denim, everything about it I fell in love with. And I remember my friend was like, $125? Like, you know, she was like, you're crazy. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like, I really, really am. But I was like, for some reason, I want to get these shorts. And they've lasted me 4 or 5 years. And I'm just now selling them because they're a little bit short on me now. Like, they have a little hole, like a big rip on the butt cheek, which it's supposed to have, like, under one butt cheek. And when I first bought them, the shorts were a little bit longer because I was a little bit shorter. So the butt cheek thing didn't really actually show my butt cheek, but now it does. And I really don't like that style. I think I dress a little bit more conservative now. So I really didn't like that style on me anymore. And so I'm selling them on my Depop. My Depop will be linked in the description, guys, because I keep talking about all these clothes I'm selling if you're interested. So yeah, but my goal is to kind of just shop more pieces like that. Get a few, you know, maybe get 2 pairs of jeans, 2 pairs of pants. I have a pair of trousers from Aritzia that are amazing. Get a few sweaters and bodysuits that are going to last me a few years, probably the rest of my life, not even just a few years. And that's kind of the way I want to go with things. And it's just better for the environment. Aritzia is like the only store I could really think of that's not fast fashion and also has sustainability. Oh, there's a store called Glassons, Glassons. There's I think Australian store and a US store, I'm pretty sure. And they also, I think 30% of their website is sustainable. And then their goal is to have like 50% done by 2021. So you can get certain things that are sustainable. Some things aren't, but they kind of look like a fast fashion brand. I don't really know. I mean, I'm assuming if some of their clothes are sustainable, then they're not necessarily like fast fashion. I don't really know. All right, that maybe I just sound uneducated now, but I think I'm right. That's a place maybe I'll look at that's a little bit more affordable than Aritzia that I see a lot of people wearing from. So that's my goal when it comes to financial is just don't do fast fashion. Focus more on timeless pieces rather than trendy pieces. Trendy pieces, we just have to stop with that. I just need to get more timeless. I do think trendy looks good. It's not that I don't think it looks good or tacky or anything. There are some trends that I think are tacky, but I think for most of the part this summer, we had pretty good trends that were coming out. But I can't like waste my money on that stuff anymore, if you guys know what I mean. I really can't. So that's my goal, is to just stop with that, cut it out. I'm done with all of that. So that's my financial goal. Now let's go on to personal goals. So I only have 2 personal goals. Like I said, I don't want to keep it too, I guess you could say, oh wait, I have 3 personal goals. I have 3 personal goals, guys. I'm just kidding. I have 3, but I didn't want to be too like, do this, 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 be this, 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 whatever. Number one is to start manifesting and meditating again. I haven't manifested in so long and I haven't meditated in so long. It's so weird because it's so positive for me. It makes me feel so good. When I would wake up and do my, or even at night if I did my manifestations, I felt so good afterwards, and it was working. Like, things were working for me. So I don't know why I stopped, but I just got lazy and I haven't done it in so long. And it's just so stupid that we get lazy about things that we can literally change in our lives. You know what I mean? We can create our dream life and we don't because we get lazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. My whole future is in my hands. Meanwhile, I'm just sitting back and watching YouTube. Obviously, it's okay to have days where you're like that, but just in general, I can't like wrap my head around the fact that I was manifesting and it was working and I just stopped because I was lazy. That's just like sickening to me. So I want to get back into manifesting and meditating. My form of meditation is just reading my Bible, praying, and also I have a few Spotify playlists. Oh, I shook my table. I have a few Spotify playlists that I meditate to as well. I really like meditating like in the sauna after the gym, which sounds a little bit weird, but that's like my favorite time to meditate, or first thing in the morning. So I think that once I get back into that, I will be a better version of myself, and I need to fix myself up. Number two is to be more positive. I think this goes hand in hand with the meditating and the manifesting. I do consider myself a positive person. I'm definitely happy when I walk into a room, always laughing, always smiling. But I think that inside, I'm not as happy as I am on the outside. I think I let things bother me way too quickly. I've been better when it comes to my anger. And like, if I get super angry about something, I'm better at like keeping it in and like taking a few deep breaths and analyzing the situation before I flip out. I've done a lot better with that, but I just want to be more happy on the inside, more thankful and more grateful. I think that I'm definitely better on the outside than I am on the inside. So I just want to work on that a little bit. And the last personal goal that I have is to have less screen time. This is something, you guys, I've been struggling with so much. I don't know why. I just cannot get off my phone and it's horrible. I wake up in the morning and this is the first thing I go to, and that just has to stop. I wake up and I'm like, who texted me? And I scroll through, and right away I'm like, that's literally how I wake up, is I scroll through my messages, my Instagram, my TikTok. That's so bad and I just cannot do that anymore. And I know it's easier said than done because I've tried it many times, but that's something I really, really need to get better at, is just my screen time. Like, it needs to get fixed ASAP. So that's something I definitely really need to work on. And yeah, that's kind of like my last personal goal. I feel like the only way to really work on it is just to force yourself to not do it. Maybe I'll put my phone across the room and have my Alexa alarm wake me up instead. Like, I don't know. I can't be next to my phone or I will go on it. So those are my personal goals. So I went through my personal health and financial goals. This is something I definitely want to do every single month. Like I said, it's in my planner at the beginning of each month. It gives me that list. So it's pretty easy to follow and everything. This video is already uploaded after my San Diego trip. I get back on the 30th, but it's like I have like so much to do right now, and like past live listening to this or whoever's listening. So 23rd, like I said, I have so much to do, you guys. I just recorded this episode. I have another episode to record in an hour, I think. Yes, in 1 hour, I'm recording another episode, and I have to edit both of them and schedule them. And I have to edit the two episodes that I uploaded this past week, and I have another episode to record tomorrow. And I still have to pack, get my nails done. I want to do like a hair mask. I have so much to do. I think what I'm going to do is pack my outfits today and like try things on and pack my outfits today, and then tomorrow just pack like my bathroom stuff, my makeup, and everything like that. I think that's what I'm gonna do. So that way today my outfits will all be packed. I think that's the most to pack is my outfits that I want to plan out. So I want to like try everything on with shoes, like just be super extra and try it all on. But yeah, anyways, so thank you guys for listening to my September challenge video. Definitely let me know if you guys like this. I want to post the first of every month. I want to do a challenge video. Obviously, on Mondays, I post with guests. And then on Fridays, I post a solo episode for my series called For You Fridays, where I just let you guys ask me a bunch of advice, whether it's on DMs or Instagram polls or whatever it is. If you don't follow me on Instagram and you've never kind of been a part of that, you could follow me at For You From Eve. And then I also have a personal Instagram at Olivia Eve Shabo, but I honestly don't use it anymore because of my For You From Eve account. I just love that account so much. But if you want to give it a follow, you can. But I do all of my interactive Instagram and podcast stuff on For You from Eve. And my TikTok is also Olivia Eve Shabo. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's podcast episode. While I'm listening and uploading this, I will be at school and I will also be working. So that's really a fun thing to look forward to. I have one more week of summer left in me, so I'm really, really excited. So thank you guys so much for listening to the September challenge video. Message me on Instagram and tell me your challenges. I'm really curious as well. So let me know your challenges and I will talk to you guys on Friday. Bye. So that's the third health challenge that I have, is just not having any dairy at all. I think the biggest reason I have dairy is because I have all this Middle Eastern cheese in my house and it's so good with just a piece of pita bread. And when I don't have time to meal prep, or I don't make the time to meal prep, we all have time, it's just if we make it or not. If I don't make the time to meal prep or prioritize my meal prepping, I can go like a full day without eating to the point where I'm rushed and I have to eat something just to not get dizzy. And I grab a piece of some cheese and some pita bread and I eat it. And it's so delicious. It's really, really good. It's like my favorite food in the whole world. But I need to be better. I need to do better. So I'm going to like completely cut that out. And I think this will be really good for me to be very strict on myself for a month, because I don't want it to turn into a habit where I'm like super self-destructive, but I want to be self-disciplined, you know? So that's the thing I'm really going to try. It's only 1 month. It's not even that long. So no dairy at all, like in the slightest, not even cheating it, nothing, absolutely nothing. I don't even know if there is dairy. No, there isn't. There isn't. I was thinking of the sushi roll that I get, but there's no dairy in it. Okay. So those are my main health goals. See, this is why I get a little proud of myself, because a few months ago, you know, I would have made my health goal to work out 3 to 4 days out of the week, but now I already do that without even having to put it as a goal. So for 1 month, January, my only goal for January was to work out 3 or 4 days out of the week. That was my only goal. And by February, it was part of my routine. So now I never have to put it in my monthly goal again, because I already achieved it. It's already a part of my lifestyle. It's already part of my routine and my habits. So that's why I think it's super important to just take it slow when you're doing your goals. You know, list everything. Do it gradually. You don't have to rush and be, you know, you don't have to do A through Z the next morning. Take it slow by slow. You know, do things that are not going to overwhelm you, little things that you can just incorporate into your routine. And then every single month, just keep adding onto it. So those are my main health goals. You know, have a green juice pretty much, you know, 4 to 5 days out of the week, almost every single day. Fix my morning routine, go on my 6 a.m. walks, and be dairy free. Those are my main health goals, my 4 main health goals. And I think that they're very realistic. They kind of all go hand in hand. Like the 6 a.m. walk and sleeping schedule and morning green juice, the three of those are like all kind of the same goal, because unless my sleep schedule is good, I can't do the other two.